We're talking with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit about harvest situation right now. We're already to the third weekend of May, but we'd normally be talking about almost ready to harvest wheat. We'd be talking about harvesting wheat down in North Texas, but we're harvesting wheat in southwest Oklahoma, especially once we get around some of this rain.
Yeah, very unusual for this time of year in Oklahoma. Had we not gotten the rain and some cooler temperatures, I think we would have seen harvest progress even further into central Oklahoma if we would have stuck with those 102 to 105 degree days that we had last week. But we have gotten some cloud cover and now some rain, and the rain certainly has now slowed us down in where they had started harvesting in southern Oklahoma, down in the Granfield, Frederick, Lawton, and Hobart areas this past week. So had large amounts of rainfall down by Frederick, over 5 inches in some places, and then in the Granfield area had like 1.3 inches. And then, you know, the storm kind of moved to the northeast, and so even here in central Oklahoma, we had places that received 4 inches. But overall, it's just kind of put harvest to a standstill in southwest Oklahoma right now.
Tell me about what the, you know, the crop's looking at right now as far as, you know, the stuff that's coming in thus far.
Test weights seem to be really good, even in the northern parts of Texas on up into Oklahoma right now. Seeing test weights range from 59 to 64 pounds with an average of about 60 to 61 pounds. Protein testing right now, averages from Texas on into Oklahoma are around that 11.8 to 12% protein range. What I've been hearing from elevator managers that have been taking the protein test in the southern part, though, we've been seeing a lot of anywhere around ranging from 12.1 to 14.7. So a much different situation right now than what we were at this point in time last year. I think maybe as we get into the northern parts of the state with harvest progression, that proteins may not be as high because we also have some late freeze damage. And I think the verdict is still going to be out on how that's going to affect our protein levels. But I think that the way the crop was stressed in the southern and central parts of the state where it is going to be harvested, I think that we're going to have much higher proteins than last year. So hopefully it'll help us if we get into issues up there.
Yeah, you know, you've obviously had a chance to see some of the wheat in the northern part of the state as well with some wheat field days. What are you seeing in that northern part of the state? Did some of these rains, if they got them, did they help any?
You know, we didn't get as much rain in the northern part of the state this past week. Anywhere out in the panhandle, there are regions that still haven't received any measurable rainfall for the past 237 days. We get into Woodward, up into Burlington areas, there were places that received anywhere from 3/10 to 7/10 of moisture. And then we get down into Cherokee, and there are places that receive 1.2 to 2 inches of moisture. So I think that there are places that certainly did get rain. The wheat isn't as far along in those areas. I think that probably it is going to help us out with that fill. And also, we've had cloudy days this past week. I think that's also going to have helped us with the way the crop has progressed in that area. There are areas, I would say, they're in a corridor kind of from Lahoma on up into Cherokee, on up into Burlington, and around in Alva there until you get west of Alva, that still looks very decent compared to other parts of the state. Now, you know, that is our top producing wheat counties in Oklahoma, so I think we're going to see a lot of the crop in that area have the potential to maybe make in the mid-20s to mid-30s. Keep in mind, there are some producers that are very good producers that probably have the potential still to make maybe 50 to 60 bushels per acre in places up there. But I think that the potential is going to be, you know, that we're going to have at least a decent crop in that part of the state. But, you know, when you look at southwest Oklahoma, central Oklahoma, western part of the state, even areas of the panhandle, the irrigated wheat out in the panhandle looks decent in places. But I think when you take into that and the amount of abandonment that we're going to have in the state from the severe drought that we've had this growing season, I think no doubt, you know, the USDA number at 74 million bushels is with their prediction. I still think that that might be a bit optimistic.
So at this point, it's hard to tell. It's just everything's so spotty, right?
I think so. I mean, I kind of have in my mind that our number, you know, is going to be a little bit lower than that 74. But, you know, these rains and this cloudy weather up in the northern part of the state, it could certainly have a different impact on the crop up there as far as the way it's going to feel, and we might be pleasantly surprised. One of the things about the northern part of the state, though, and in north central, that we have noticed, we have been seeing a lot of freeze damage in areas when you walk out into the fields, and root rots, and so that's definitely going to hurt us, too, on our yield potentials. So I think the verdict is still out on it, but no doubt overall in the state, certainly going to have a less than stellar crop as compared to other years.
Chief Executive Officer of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.